Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We've talked about annoying things about the places that we've lived all day, but what is the final straw?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
We've kind of been talking about the annoying things that we suffer through the entire time that we live in certain places. The things that we just, you know, you kind of muscle up for whatever reason. You know, the rent is good, the area is good, my job is here, whatever it is. But at some point, there is that annoying thing that makes us want to move. So I wanted to know, what are the 10 annoying things that make us want to move? And this is the AI overview. So this is what artificial intelligence believes.
Send me nudes.
Makes us move. And that is number 10. We get sent too many nudes now. Number 10 on the list is lifestyle changes, obviously. Significant life events like a marriage, a divorce, or the arrival of children can prompt a need for a new living situation to accommodate those changes.
That's why we bought a different house. We had kids, and it's like, time to go.
That's why I did, too.
Yeah, I mean, cannot exist. We could, but I don't want to kill them.
Right. When I was, I don't fully remember the moves, but I remember my sister was alive when my parents lived in an apartment. They moved into a small house, and then that is when myself and my little sister came along, and then we lived all of about another 4 years there, and then we moved to a different spot because as you get bigger, all of a sudden sisters don't want to share a room anymore. All of a sudden, you start expanding. You get bigger. You need to stretch out a little bit.
People always say, man, it's really cool of you to do for the kids. I'm like, I did not do this for the kids.
No.
I did this for me.
Right. I want them over there.
They benefit as well, but this is not for them.
Correct. Did you guys all live with your wives before you moved in with them as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I think that is, if you think you might want to cohabitate with this person for the rest of your life, you might want to give that a test.
Exactly. If you're going to buy a car, man, take it for a spin.
Exactly. I'm with you. Environmental factors. Issues such as pollution, environmental hazards, or a lack of access to nature can be an annoyance that drives people to move to a cleaner, greener environment. There are certain places that I've thought about in this country that I don't want to move to because I just look at the weird conditions that they got to live in and I can't stand it.
Houston.
Too humid.
They have the humidity, they have a terrible smog problem, and most of the smog is not from the cars. Not a joke, it's from the grills.
No kidding.
I swear to God, they did like an air test, and it's like, you know, smog is smog, smoke is smoke, but there were traces of barbecue in every sample that they took.
Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the most delicious smog on earth.
But sure.
Think about that. Like, damn, man.
But I think, you know, if some place is cheap to live, there's a chance nobody wants to live there.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Right.
Does not cost a lot to live.
I have a friend that moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, she was a bartender.
She's like,
the cost of living is awesome.
Sure.
She's like, I can't find a job.
Right.
Right.
There's no industry. There's no, yeah.
Exactly. For me, I can't stand the idea of moving out to the north end of the Midwest, if you will.
North end of the Midwest.
North Dakota, Minnesota, that area.
No.
I'm sure the summers are great, but I see what they deal with in the wintertime. As much as I am a cold weather person, that's too damn cold.
That's too cold.
Also say this. It's very difficult unless you're on the water to live in a flat area for
me. Yeah, I do not like
it. If it's flat and there's just nothing to it except for just, you get a lot of daylight, you get a lot of sky.
Yeah.
But there's just no defining anything.
No.
So like my buddies who lived in Ohio, I go there and I'm like, this, everything just kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
I realize I have to be near water. Okay. And it's not even that I interact with it. I cannot explain it. New Orleans, Baltimore, even Rochester, the lake was like basically my backyard. Living in Seattle, there's water everywhere. I lived in Denver for a little bit when I was a kid. But, man, I can't explain it. Even as a child, you know, at the ages of 7 and 9, somehow I was aware that there's no body of water around me. I don't know why that matters.
I'm with you, though.
It doesn't make sense, but like any city I live in, like, I have access. And again, I'm the last guy you'll find at the beach or on a boat or any of that, but I just...
And I'm there with you. Yeah. You know me, I hate the beach, but now that I think on it, these places that I've gone, if I see great long plains of just infinite ground,
no,
I'm uncomfortable.
I can't do it.
I need to know that on the other side of that hill, there's a body of water.
That's it.
I don't know why.
It's ridiculous, but it's the exact same way.
And if there's a river, it'll flood.
No kidding.
If you're in a flat place, for sure.
Deteriorating home values. Again, these are the 10 annoying things that make us want to move. If nearby homes fall into neglect, overall property values in the area will decline. This is a major concern for homeowners looking to protect their investment.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest investment you're going to make, presumably.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Quality of local services. A lack of reliable or high-quality services like sanitation, public transit, utilities, they can motivate people to relocate to a more functional area. What do you know? If people aren't making the place look clean, they don't want to be there.
Stunning.
Odd.
Stunning.
Yeah.
You know? I went to, Ryan Castle talks about it all the time, Birmingham, Alabama. I went there one time. It is a bustling metropolis, other than the fact that there is nothing going on out there.
He is not fond of that place.
No. And they don't...
He said, the one story I remember most, he's like, I'm at a restaurant, and he goes, first of all, I've just never seen an Asian guy with a Southern accent. He goes, it makes sense, it's just not what you expect. But he's like, guy rolls up, like, hey, y'all, welcome to... And he's like, so I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but he got something, and he wanted crackers. And his waiter looked at it, he'd been dead serious, like, hey, we do not call them that here. They are toasty squares. Yep.
Toasty squares.
First time I went to South Carolina as a kid, I remember talking to a woman, she was like, Maryland? Where is that?
You're in South Carolina.
You're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
You just kind of point up?
Basically, yeah.
Damn.
Look, I understand that if it's over here on the West Coast, we'd have a hard time mapping out the East Coast from time to time. But you're
but
in
you
South Carolina. You don't know where Maryland's at?
Of where things are. No matter what. Whether you've been there or not, you
kinda
have a rough
close
idea.
To the nation's capital. How about that?
Right.
And where is that?
Montana. Where's that at? Like, it's a couple down that way.
Well, people say, well, I haven't really left here. It has nothing to do with
I've never been to the moon. Right. I know where it's at.
Learning geography and learning where places are has nothing to do with if you've been there or not.
Do you know where Canada is?
I know where Australia is. I've never been.
Never been.
I would like to go.
Right.
Quick side note, shout out to my son. He got all 50 states correct on the blank map of naming the 50 states.
As he worked on the state capitals.
He is trying to avoid that like the plague, Miles. And I keep bugging him.
It's dumb knowledge, but it's good.
It is.
Lack of amenities and community. Again, these are 10 annoying things that make us want to move. Moving may be driven by a desire for a different community feel, access to better parks and schools and location closer to family and friends.
God, you always hear about the schools. Well, not you. As a parent. So we're looking for a house. Well, what's the school district like? I'm like, I don't effing know.
It's a school.
I don't care. And again, I realize, like, okay, my wife is from, like, the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. Everyone knew each other, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I went to Baltimore City Public Schools. The only thing worse than that is a federal prison. I promise you, whatever school they go to in this city is head and shoulders above where I went to school. So I do not care at all.
Right.
That's part of the reason me and my cousins all went to private school. My parents did not want us going to those high schools.
No, man.
You have no idea, man.
Couple of honorable mentions here before we get to the top one. Dissatisfaction with the home, obviously.
Sure.
Bad commute, obviously. Yeah. High cost of living. I got priced out of my place when the pandemic hit. I lost a lot of jobs, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't afford the rent anymore. Had to go find a new spot.
Mm-hmm.
And increased crime and reduced safety. When a sense of safety erodes, many people feel the immediate need to move. A 2024 survey by CrimeInAmerica.net found that for the third year in a row, high crime rate was the most undesirable trait for a place to live.
Yes!
What
I
do you
know? See that.
I want to feel safe where I'm at. And then the number one annoying thing that makes us want to move, we've been talking about them all day long. Bad neighbors.
Yep.
Whether it's consistent noise, pets misbehaving, other intrusive behavior, neighbors can be a huge negative impact on your peace and quality of life. In a 2025 survey, nearly half of all Americans were open to moving due to a poor relationship with their neighbors.
You know, I'm very happy to say I have a good relationship with my neighbors, man. And it does make a difference.
I got a good relationship with my
Even little things like, hey, man, I brought our trash cans up. And then you do the same. It's just all these little things you do, but it makes for a stronger little hood there.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.